I want to, instead of one large in today, in time that we have, I want to tell you a few verloch. Here's a lot of agadata, a lot of different inyanim, a few short ideas, some things that I found interesting about this stuff. First thing is, we're learning that bracha staff dalit. First inyan I want to speak about is a few lines of the Gemara. Morris says when a person comes, a person is required to recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before Chatzais. And the words of the Gemara are, Kidei Shaloi Ha'odom Bovin Asadeh Be'erev, the Oymer, a person should not make a mistake and say, oh, I come home, I'm tired, I have plenty of time to recite Kriya Shema. Eilech Lebeisi, I'll go home, the Oichel Kima, I'll eat a little bit, the Eshta Kima, the Ishan Kima, the Achar Kach Ekor Kriya Shema, then later in the evening I'll recite Kriya Shema the Esfalel. And what happens? We all know this from experience. The Chaitvos Eshina, person falls asleep. V'nim se yashan kol ha'layla. But what is correct? What is the correct thing to do? Avol odom b'menasodeh b'er. A person comes home in the evening from the field at night. What is the proper thing to do? Before you go home and eat, the first thing to do when you come home from work, from the field at night, nichnas the beis hakneses. And what do you do the beis hakneses? So you would expect the Gemara to say you should daven ma'arif, right? Daf yomi comes after you if you eat. No one learns daf yomi on an empty stomach.
But they came during the day.
What?
Didn't that show me they arrived at the Beis Knesset Arvid that it was night?
They came towards the end of the day when the sun was setting. They left work. Okay, you're right, nechnami. But let's learn simile. But let's see what the Gemara says. You come in nichnas lebeis haknes. The sun has already kemat set. Already did set. It's maybe it's not in mamish tseisakuchavim. Im rogel likrois koyre. If you are accustomed to reading Tanakh, then before you do anything, you should learn a little bit, learn Tanakh. That is also a chiddush, by the way, because the Mekubalim tell us you're not supposed to learn Tanakh at night. Okay, we're not makbid on this in our times. Years ago, they were makbid. That's a different shmuz in itself. The Raga Lishnai says you're accustomed to learning Talmud, Mishnai, so Talmud, Shaina. And after you learn a little bit, then the Korei Kriyashma, then Davin Ma'ariv, Vuhurachum, and you recite Kriyashma with the Bracha before and after, umispalel, and you daven shmoneh esrei, and then you go home and you eat dinner. The oichel pita mevarich fine. The chol oivah the rechacham chayim nisa. Okay, that's a separate thing. Chayim nisa. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah talks about what are you not allowed to do before you recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Now, b'sman hazeh, we're not makbid on this. Obviously, we do everything we want to do, and then we go. We have a set time for ma'ariv. There are many reasons why we can be lenient because we have a set time for ma'ariv, and so on and so forth. But meikar hadin, the time of the Gemara with ma'ariv was always when the sun set. You're not allowed to do anything before you mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And the mechaber, I'll read the words of the Mechaber. Oser lahaschil le'echol chatzi shah samuch l'zman kriya shema shel arvis. You're not allowed to begin to eat if you're within a half an hour of the zman kriya shema shel arvis. An amazing halacha. We don't do this today for whatever reason, but it's in Shulchan Aruch. If the zman kriya shema is 7 o'clock, at 6:31, you're not allowed to eat. Because you have a mitzvah in front of you, and if you're going to eat, your meal may extend. You mean mamshich, and you'll get a person will get full asleep, and he'll never say kriya shema.
Simen
reish lamed hey, simen reish lamed hey sif base. Also lahaschil leechol chatzis shos samach l'zman kriya shema shel arvis. V'im hischil leechol achar shigia zmana mafsik. You have to stop in the middle of ma'ariv. How many people stop in the middle of a dinner, middle of a restaurant, to give a clock table? Everyone has to stop eating dinner and recite kriya shema. You never heard shalach. Okay. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chein lishan." It goes without saying. You're not allowed to go to sleep once the Zman Kriya Shema has arrived. If you're tired, you want to take a little nap at 6:30 in the afternoon, and you're going to go to your Daf Yomi later on at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and you have a lot of work yet to do. You'll be up yet the whole night. But right now it's 6:31. You're not allowed to take a nap because in 29 minutes, the Zman Kriya Shema will arrive. Afilu daite rak lishan kima, just a little bit. Vuad in the Yasu Ozlas says, Kol hamelachais! Ha mivu oros leel besimin, reish lamebes sivation, dvarm hamevim lide pshia, the kol shen kishigiaz van kuyashma, bevada yosla askumuchem. Surely if it's 7 o'clock, when the Zman Kriya Shema has arrived, you're not allowed to do anything. Don't go on the computer. Don't read your email. Also, you have to first recite Kriya Shema. Lavush, pribegadim, The Eldi Rabba Mitzade Lahater Bohem Koidim Shigi is Makriyashma. Then he brings down Eldi Rabba, it's a little bit makeable. If it's not yet before it's Makriyashma, if it's only 6:31, okay. Mihu, then the Mishnah Berurah says something that's amazing. He says, Mihu, Lilmoid, if you want to learn Torah at 6:31, 29 minutes to go, you want to learn a Daf Gemara, that Lukulei Alma Shari B'samuch La. According to all opinions, you can sit down with your chavrusa and learn a sugya and shas within a half an hour of the Zman Kriyashma. And then in the brackets, you have to see the words inside. The Adarabba, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvahu, Uchimo Sha'amru B'shas. Like it says in the Gemara in Daf Dalid, in Masechta Brach that we just learned, Adam Ba Min Hasadeh, what is the Seder Hayoin? You come home from work. This you just mentioned, Rabbi Rappaport just mentioned this. You come home from work, the sun set. It's not yet the Zman Kriyashma, but L'chayra, you're within a half an hour, you're within range, right? Because the sun, it's not yet too early to say Kriyashma. The sun just set. It's not yet Tzeisak L'chavim. But L'chayra, you're already within a half an hour of Tzeisak L'chavim. And what does it say in the Gemara? The Seder Hayom is sit and learn. Im Rogel Likra is Kore. Im Rogel Lishma is Shaineh. Nichnas the base sakneses imrogel likros korei lishmais shayne the korei kriyashma mispalo. So it's mashma adraba. This is what you should do. I saw in the sefer daf ala daf and brachos. He brings down from me far simin igra. He brings down talika from other svarim. This is sefer which I also says none. It's also alika from alikut. He asks a question. What are you talking about? Go to the laws of Megillah. Go to the laws of Chanukah. Go all over Shulchan Aruch. Take out the other Dalit Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Anytime you have a mitzvah, same thing. You're not allowed to do this. Comes Pesach night, you got to eat matzah. It comes Chanukah, halakas neris. It comes Megillah. You got to read the Megillah. You're not allowed to do Malach. And there it explicitly says, don't dare sit down and learn. Adrab, learning is even worse. Because learning, you'll get so caught up in your learning, before you turn around, it'll be already, Rabbi Sein, who gives man kriyash mashal shachris. Learning is even worse. So what's going on? When it comes to kriyashma, it says in the Gemara, the Seder of reciting kriyashma is to learn, and then say kriyashma. When it comes to every other mitzvah, you're not allowed to learn before you do the mitzvah. Haloi davar? How do you answer this contradiction? What's going on over here? It's a very, very good kasha.
Isn't this in shul, you said?
One answer is that here, where are you going to learn? You're not learning in your private, you're learning in the Beis HaKnesses.
Right.
So since you're already in the Beis HaKnesses, so there's less of a chash that you'll be mamshich. Okay? So when it comes to the other mitzvahs, bedikas chametz, and when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, and Halakas Ner Chanukah, and Achilas Matzah, these are mitzvahs you're doing at home, privately. There's no one guarding you. So then, if you're going to learn, you may forget to do the mitzvah. But here you're going to the Beis HaKnesses. Not everyone in the Beis HaKnesses is a masmid. There's going to be someone over there that's going to say, Rabbi Sai, I got to go home. You know, they're always very machmen on Zman. The Shir must come to an end with the Yuk and Shul. They'll catch you. You're not going to make that. Like, that's a very good answer. Here it's Beis HaKnesses. There, these are mitzvahs that are done in the home. But he brings in another answer which opens up new worlds. And he says, what is the mitzvah of Kriyashma? The mitzvah of Kriyashma is not just Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. If the whole mitzvah of Kriyashma was purely Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, all we would say is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A chelik of the mitzvah is to say V'yohavto Eis Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshem V'chol Yodecha, and to say V'chol Yom Shemaya, to recite the parashios. Reciting the parashios, this is the Torah, you must do this. B'shach V'chol U'vikumecha. It's a din of Talmud Torah. Reading the parashios of Kriyashma is the minimum, the Gemara says in the Farish, is the minimal requirement of Limud HaTorah. So what's the problem? I'm coming to the Beis HaKnesses. It's now, I have a mitzvah before me to recite Kriyashma. The Iker Kiyam of reciting Kriyashma is Talmud Torah. So certainly I can already start the process of Talmud Torah. All the other mitzvahs of Chanukah and Megillah and Matzah, B'dikas Chametz, these are mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs have nothing to do with Talmud Torah. So if you're going to learn Torah, you'll be mamshich in Torah, and you'll forget to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even if you taka forget to say Kriya Shema, let's say you taka forget, I forgot to say Kriya Shema. Forgot to say Kriya Shema. I got so involved in the sugya, I spent the whole night learning the sugya, Shor Shinogach HaSapara. You know what? You will makai in mitzvah of Kriya Shema.
Yeah, but you still have a problem with all
the Kabbalah. Mitzvah, so you can get around that. Talmud Torah, you put them call a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah, mitzvah. If it's a special mitzvah, so then you can't necessarily play around when Zman Kriya Shema arrives. But to a certain degree, if you're mamshach and you forget to do the Kriya Shema because of learning, you are not mavatal a mitzvah.
You say the katchila should be allowed.
But in the katchila, you should prepare yourself. You should the climax of Talmud Torah will be your recital of your half to Eitz Hashem Lekech to recite the parashas. But it's all one hemshuch. It's all one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So pumfakert, that's why it's the proper thing to do. The proper thing to do is to begin the recital of Kriya Shema with other forms of learning and climax in the reading of the Ikra Pesukim of Talmud Torah, which is the basic, the bare minimum of what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all about. And with this idea, it really opens up a whole new world. Why is the first Mishnah in Shas about Kriya Shema? Why is it about Kriya Shema? So they say that the famous drasha is because it's the first mitzvah, a bar mitzvah boy in Calvus. When a person becomes mitzvah, like I said by the same Hashas, the 30 machzor of Daf Yomi, 30 machzor is a bar mitzvah. The first thing you do when you become bar mitzvah at night is you recite Kriya Shema. It's the first mitzvah, bar mitzvah boy in Calvus. But you don't need to come on to that. It's much better. Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. When you begin to learn Torah, what is the bare minimum of Talmud Torah? The bare minimum of Talmud Torah is Kriya Shema. And that's why the Seder HaDvarim is first gear up to recite the Parsha by coming to the Beis HaKnesses early and learn something. In Rogel Likrois, Koyre. In Rogel Lishnois, Shaina. That is one. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes, to a certain degree. Not 100%.
Is that from Makor or another one?
I'm not sure.
What?
I'm not sure if I'm going too far. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it's also a mitzvah of Kabbalah Olam Malchushan. B'shachlecha uvikumecha is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if you happen to have been mekayim Talmud Torah in another method, you're not mekayim the way you're supposed to. That's a given. You're mevatel a mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done. But it's not so severe to the degree where Chazal will tell you don't learn Torah before the Zman arrives because you may be mamshach, you may forget. No, if you're learning Torah and you're mamshach and you're limud Torah, to a very large degree, you were mekayim what the Torah told you to do. Uveshach v'cha uvekumecha. So we don't have to take the risk. We don't have to put in any preventive measures of telling you to stop what you're doing and to only focus on reading the parasha of Kriya Shema. Okay, I want to go to another idea. Okay, another idea. How much time we have? Here's a short idea, just something that we should be aware of, is that we have in the Gemara Machlokes is Ma'ariv Zman, the tefillah of Ma'ariv, is it Rishus or is it a Choiva? And the Gemara says that being that it says that the person has not listened to the words of Chazal, it's Chayiv Misa, from here we learn that this is a Choiva. It's not a Rishus. A person must stav in Ma'ariv midin Choiva, not midin Rishus. Halach L'maisa, if I'm not mistaken, you have to check into this. We passed in Halach L'maisa that Tzilas Ma'ariv is a Rishus. But we were mekabel upon ourselves midin minog to recite the din, to recite Kriya Shema at to David Ma'ariv. So, what? Not for women. We begin passing that it's a Rishus, but on top of the Rishus, we were mekabel. That's not the same madrega as what the Gemara says that it's a choiva. Shachris is a choiva. Mincha is a choiva. Ma'ariv is a machloikis. Halacha l'maisa, we pass the ma'ariv is a rishus. But there's a Kabbalah. So no one has a right, chas v'sholom, to say, oh, I'm not davening, I'm not davening.
It says that even the man de Omer that says, Rishus, Kriya Shema is Medoraisa, in Ma'am.
But it's okay, it's a Rishus, but if you do it.
Rishus, but Kriya Shema is Medoraisa.
So what does the Machlokes depend on? So this is a very partial Shavar, so I'm just pointing this out of Dovakoni, he brings this out, the point out many times in his Sfarim, that the Machlokes depends on what is the Ikka Makar for Tfilos. Why do we daven three tefillos? There are two main makoros for the three tefillos of the day. One comes from the avos. We once discussed this at great length. The mincha, two minchas, Yaakov and Avram. But basically, there are the avos were masakein tefillos. Avram was masakein shachris. Vayashkav Avram avoyker b'mokam asher omad sham. I'm sorry, b'mokam asher omad sham by stone. The Mokoi Masha Omad Sham. Yitzchak was Misakein Mincha. Vayetze Yitzchak was Suach Basode. And Yaakov was Misakein Mariv. Vayifka Ba Mokoim Yidavin Mariv. So the Ovois were Misakein Tfilos. If you take that, it's a Choyva. Because if they were Misakein, Vayifka Ba Mokoim, Yaakov Avinu was Misakein Mariv. He came to Har Hamoria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him back Har Kfitsa Derech, and he was Misakein Mariv. It's a Choyva. You can't say not. Why not?
Because
it was an accident. You're going to tell me because it was an accident. Because really didn't want to do it.
Because they, although they
have the derech,
time,
yeah,
form of it, or the timing and so on, it's not a mitzvah until Har Sina.
It's not a mitzvah, but this is a makor. The Gemara does present this as one of the sources. Yaakov Avinu was misakin vayifka ba'mokim. So we, when my matan taru, when we were makabel upon ourselves to be misfalal, our tefillah correspond to the tefillahs of the avos. Avinu and Yaakov. When you follow that approach, there's more of an obligation than what I'm going to tell you in a moment. Because we have for Shachris and Avram, for Mincha we have a Yitzchak, and for Maya we have a Yaakov. Yaakov was Mispalel. So when we accept upon ourselves the obligation to Mispalel, we pattern our obligation after what the Ovos established. The Ovos established it as a matter of fact, not a matter of, oh, maybe, yeah, maybe not. I thought what you were going to tell me is that Yaakov Avinu really didn't want to be Mispalel, had no intent to have a Marif. Yaakov Avinu, he went all the way back to Aram Naharayim. He went to go find a wife, went to love her. What happened? It was an afterthought. It became dark, and it was an afterthought. Oy, I passed Har Hamaria, I passed the place where my forefathers davened, I really should have been misfollowed there as well. So it was only an afterthought. It wasn't done deliberately. So therefore, it's a little bit weaker in his intent to establish the Gemara. But that's what he said. But still, bottom line is, Yaakov did establish. What is the other Makar the Gemara gives why we have three tefillos? Kinega del Karbanos. Tomishal Shachar, Tomishal Ben Harbayim. At night, you don't bring a carbon. But what do you bring at night? You allow the imurim, the fats, the chalavim, and the imurim to continue to burn in the evening. Does that have to happen? Not necessarily. If you offer the tamish al shachar earlier in the day, I mean, don't wait to the very last moment, you order for 9.5 hours, and all of the fats and the limbs have been completely consumed by the time it's evening, there's nothing to do at night. There's no obligation to burn fats and limbs in the evening. It's only that if it has not yet been fully consumed by the time the day is over, lechatchilo, you are allowed to continue to burn the fats and the limbs the entire evening. And certainly, it was man with many kabbalists, and millions of kabbalists burn every single day. They had no choice; they had it allowed to burn at night. But it's not an absolute requirement. Therefore, it's a reshus. It's not a chayvus. This is the definition of makar. The machloik is, what is the ikar? There are two makaris for tefillah, the avos and karbanos. If it's the avos, it's more of a chayva. More of a chayva, not an absolute chayva. If it goes both of the karbanos, shachas and minchas, a chayva. But ma'ariv, you don't have to burn chalavim, it's only rishos. One more quick vart. Someone asked me this question yesterday. He told me that Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik asked this question, but he didn't give an answer. And there was a bocher there in the Beis Medrash by Rav Shur who gave an answer on this person that told me the answer. He was neshtoimim from the answer. And he made an impression of how excited he got about the answer. Today's daf. And really, it's the Mishnah. Let me just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says one of the Zman of Kriya Shema, according to the Chum, it's at Chatzos. It's at Chatzos. Three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Leizer says Zman is until the end of the first watch. Rabbi Leizer says the Kriya Shema is the entire night. Machlokes says when it says in the Torah, does that mean when you begin to go to sleep? Or does it mean the entire time that one sleeps? If you translate the word at the time when you begin to go to sleep, a person begins to go to sleep only during the first third of the night. And therefore, when the first watch comes to an end, it's too late to recite Kriya Shema. If you learn the Zman, when it says in the Torah the word B'shach B'cha means while you are sleeping, you can recite Kriya Shema the entire night. The problem is, what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim say the Zman Kriya Shema is Ad Chatzos. Nishtahi Nishtaher. After Chatzos, after you get past 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, the person does not begin to, that's the day ends, the night begins at 6 o'clock, so 4 hours after 6 o'clock is 10 o'clock, a person no longer begins to go to sleep. And if you and if you want to allow the person to continue saying Kriya Shema, you should be allowed to say Kriya Shema until the morning, because that's the time when people are sleeping. So where does it come, Chatzai? So the law comes in the Mishnah, it tells a story, and the Gemara quotes this in today's, and the Daf Dalet, Maisa Bo Bona Vibes Hamid. We didn't recite Krishma. They really hold when it says b'shach b'cha means the whole night when you're sleeping. Why then do they say chatzos? Elo kol mashem chatzos chatzos mitzvos nad shiyal amur shachar. Hetti chalov im avivor mitzvos nad shiyal amur shachar. V'chol nechom liyom ul achad mitzvos nad shiyal amur shachar. Im kein lom amr chacham ad chatzois, kde laharchek adam min hoavei. So Yosha Beres HaKasha, this is really bigger on the Kriya Shema, and it says this on Davdal in the Kriya Shema. What aveira is it? Let's say a person doesn't, he comes home and he decides, you know what, I'm hungry, I want to eat first. I'm going to eat, I'm going to sleep, talk to my wife, check my email, do a few things, and then I'll go to Ma'arif. And then, in the meantime, he falls asleep and he wakes up, it's already 8 o'clock in the morning, he missed Kriya Shema. He didn't have Avera. He was Mavatala Mitzvah. He didn't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Hashem Echad. That's called an Avera. An Avera.
Chachom say Til Chatzos.
Yes. Kedei Laharchik Adam Min Ho Avera.
If you have all night,
yeah,
you're going to fall asleep and get up in the morning.
So what's the Avera?
You didn't say Kriya Shema.
That's an Avera. Rav Yosha Ber Yes, that's an Avera. That's not an Avera. You ate treif. You ate sheval tase. You didn't do a mitzvah. You mevatel the yodayim mitzvah. It was an accident. So sheval tase. You can't say a person that's mevatel a mitzvah, but sheval tase, he did an Avera. He wasn't a vital aver biodaim. You oiker this dam kisei adam. I take the blood, I throw it in the garbage. I did not aver. I'm asking you oiker and mitzvah say, or a person that eats treif. You did mamish did not aver. So you fell asleep. So what's so terrible? Okay, you didn't do a mitzvah. You lost out. Avera? Oh. How can you say it's an aver? Yeah. What?
It's the attitude.
Absolutely.
Even the attitude, is it really an Avera? You're touching on the answer.
I would suspect from this will come another Avera.
Oh, that's the answer. Avera is Acheros. Not this Avera. When it says, it doesn't mean Kriya Shema. And it doesn't necessarily mean the attitude, because the attitude is something which is intangible. It means, once you take this approach to life, not now, later, you develop a certain attitude, a certain way of living, and then you'll come to do averot acherot, other sins, not this sin. It's not what it means here in the Mishnah. Mishnah, the other averos, that's the takola of not reciting Kriya Shema at night.
No,
he didn't give an answer. No. All right, Zwick, you know, Reuven Zwick.
Sure.
You know, Reuven Zwick, so he asked me this kasha. He said this kasha. Tell me, Rav Yosheber asked this kasha, and he didn't give an answer. Rav Yosheber Soloveitch, he asked this kasha, he didn't give an answer. And he's learning the Chavrusa with this young man, and he told him this answer, that when it says Averos, it doesn't mean this Avera. It means...
Who says that, Terence?
This young man. He didn't tell anyone his name is. Okay. It doesn't mean this Avera. It means he'll develop an attitude of being lax in mitzvah, and the Mela he'll come in the future to do other Averos.
Is it Averos or Averos?
It says, Kiva Harach Adam Minho Avera.
Avera go right.
Avera.
They're not.
Avera.
No, it's a not.
Okay, so this I found to be very interesting. Okay, one of the very quick things is it says over here that a person doesn't follow the words of Chazal and he goes this and he doesn't eat the sacrificial right. We mentioned this in the Navi section. He's chayiv misa, gevalt chayiv misa. Just because he didn't listen to the words of Chazal, he's chayiv misa. Of course, it does not mean literally he's chayiv misa. It means a certain terrible attitude. But why did Chazal write such a harsh expression that if you're not going to listen to us and you're not going to recite Kriya Shema right away, you're going to wait, you're going to eat first, you're going to chayiv misa? So I told you this story because the only other place in Chumash where we'd use the word lo yosu yaminu small in two places. We said mitzvah zakin mamrei and lo yosu mikol asher yomelucha yaminu small. And by zakin mamrei, what's the punishment? Misa. Misa. So since the Torah links these two to listening to Chazal is Yamin Usmal, and Zokin Mamre is a person who has deviated from Yamin Usmal, there it's Misa, and Nochanami. In the Torah itself, there's a little remes that listening to Chazal is so important, deviating from their words is a shtickle, Chiyiv Misa, like a din of a Zokin Mamre. Okay, with that, we'll stop. Have a wonderful day. Take care.